Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Yiki. Mit unseren Sprachduschen lernst du eine Sprache so, wie es sich richtig anfühlt. Entspannt, intuitiv und vor allem mit ganz viel Freude. Möchtest du dein Business-Englisch auf das nächste Level bringen? Dann ist diese Sprachdusche genau das Richtige für dich. Das Prinzip unserer Sprachduschen ist ganz einfach erklärt. Zuerst hörst du ein paar Vokabeln und tauchst dann in eine kurze Geschichte ein, in der du die Wörter wiedererkennst. Am Ende sprichst du ein paar Sätze nach und wendest das Gelernte direkt an. Also, dann starten wir doch direkt mit dem ersten Kapitel, in dem du lernst, wie du ein Verkaufsgespräch erfolgreich eröffnest.
Lesson 1. I open my sales conversations with skill and confidence. Part 1. Sales conversation.
Verkaufsgespräch.
Sales conversation. Sales presentation.
Verkaufspräsentation.
Sales presentation. Skill.
Können.
Skill. Confidence.
Selbstvertrauen.
Confidence. Preparation.
Vorbereitung.
Preparation. Appearance.
Auftreten, Erscheinungsbild.
Appearance. Empathy.
Einfühlungsvermögen.
Empathy. To make an impression.
Einen Eindruck hinterlassen.
To make an impression. Body language.
Körpersprache.
Body language. Facial expression.
Mimik.
Facial expression. Gesture.
Geste.
Gesture. Personal space.
Persönlicher Raum.
Personal space. Conscious.
Bewusst.
Conscious. Unconscious.
Unbewusst, bewusstlos.
Unconscious. To set.
Einstellen.
To set. Mood.
Stimmung.
Mood. To set the mood.
Für die Stimmung sorgen.
To set the mood. To set the tone.
Den Ton angeben.
To set the tone. To formulate.
Formulieren.
To formulate. To determine.
Feststellen, bestimmen.
To determine. The course of.
Der Verlauf von.
The course of. The understanding of.
Das Verständnis von.
The understanding of. Neat.
Ordentlich.
Neat. Appearance.
Erscheinungsbild, Äußeres.
Appearance. Neat appearance.
Gepflegtes Äußeres.
Neat appearance. A firm handshake.
Ein fester Händedruck.
A firm handshake. Occasionally.
Gelegentlich.
Occasionally. Disagreeable.
Unsympathisch.
Disagreeable. Customer.
Kunde.
Customer. Potential customer.
Potenzieller Kunde.
Potential customer. Vice versa.
Und umgekehrt.
vice versa. The defining one.
Der Entscheidende.
The defining one. Impact.
Auswirkung, Wirkung.
Impact. A lasting impact.
Ein nachhaltiger Eindruck.
A lasting impact. To adapt yourself to.
Sich selbst anpassen an.
To adapt yourself to. Customs of a customer.
Gewohnheiten eines Kunden.
Customs of a customer. To groom.
Pflegen.
To groom. To be properly groomed.
Gut gepflegt sein.
To be properly groomed. To reflect.
Spiegeln.
To reflect. Your clothing should reflect.
Ihre Kleidung sollte widerspiegeln.
Your clothing should reflect. What your customers are wearing.
Was ihre Kunden tragen.
What your customers are wearing. In regards to.
Was anbelangt.
In regards to. To understate.
Untertreiben.
To understate. To exaggerate.
Übertreiben.
To exaggerate. Overly formal.
Übermäßig formell.
Overly formal. To avoid.
Vermeiden.
To avoid. Fragrance.
Duft.
Fragrance. To be left in a cloud.
In einer Wolke zurückbleiben.
To be left in a cloud. Of your own fragrance.
Des eigenen Duftes.
Of your own fragrance. Foremost.
Vor allem.
Foremost. On time.
Pünktlich.
On time. Insurance.
Versicherung.
Insurance. To set up.
Vereinbaren.
To set up. An appointment.
Ein Termin.
An appointment. To set up an appointment.
Einen Termin vereinbaren.
To set up an appointment. To act reserved.
Reserviert handeln.
To act reserved. The other day.
Neulich.
The other day. To remind.
Erinnern.
To remind. To convince.
Überzeugen.
To convince. Benefit.
Leistung.
Benefit. Insurance benefit.
Versicherungsleistung.
Insurance benefit. Currently.
Derzeit.
Currently. To spare 20 minutes.
20 Minuten erübrigen.
To spare 20 minutes. At least.
Zumindest.
At least. To be a little nicer.
Ein wenig netter sein.
To be a little nicer. Adequately.
Adäquat.
Adequately. Adequately insured.
Hinreichend versichert.
Adequately insured. A better service.
Ein besserer Service.
A better service. At a lower cost.
Zu einem günstigeren Preis.
At a lower cost. Coverage.
Abdeckung.
Coverage. Insurance coverage.
Versicherungsschutz.
Insurance coverage. Particularly.
Besonders.
Particularly. Agent.
Vertreter.
Agent. Personable.
Persönlich, sympathisch.
Personable. Available.
Verfügbar, erreichbar.
Available. To suppose.
Vermuten.
To suppose. In addition.
Außerdem.
In addition. Better suited.
Besser geeignet.
Better suited. Needs.
Bedürfnisse.
Needs. As a result.
Infolgedessen.
As a result. To waste energy.
Energie verschwenden.
To waste energy. Based on.
Basierend auf.
Based on. To get to know.
Kennenlernen.
To get to know. Who you're dealing with.
Mit wem man es zu tun hat.
Who you're dealing with. In a similar way.
In ähnlicher Weise.
In a similar way. Subtle.
Subtil.
Subtle. To compliment someone.
Jemandem ein Kompliment machen.
To compliment someone. It seemed to be.
Es schien zu sein.
It seemed to be. Genuine.
Echt.
Genuine. To rehearse.
Einstudieren.
To rehearse. To claim.
Behaupten.
To claim. To pretend.
Vortäuschen.
To pretend. Dialogue. I open my sales conversations with skill and confidence. Part 1.
The opening of your sales presentation begins long before you say, "Hello." Do you remember what we've said so far about preparation? We've already talked about your appearance, that it should create empathy and make a good first impression. Body language, facial expressions, gestures, eye contact, and your understanding of personal space all play a role in creating a good first impression. They are important signals, unconsciously sent out, to set the mood and tone from the beginning. So, before the first word is spoken, you and your customer have already formulated that ever-so-important first impression. The first impression determines the course of the presentation. Your understanding of things like a neat appearance and a firm handshake are very important, but doesn't guarantee you'll create a positive first impression. As a salesman, you have to learn to accept that, occasionally, your potential customer may find you disagreeable, and vice versa. The impression may also change over the course of the presentation. The first impression is not always the defining one, but it can have a lasting impact. So it's very important to do your best to present yourself in a positive way. To help with this, remember the following points. Adapt yourself to the customs of your customer. Be properly groomed. Also, make sure your documents and notebook are well organized. Your clothing should reflect what your customers are wearing. In regards to fashion, it is better to be understated than to be exaggerated or overly formal. Avoid too much aftershave or cologne. the customer should not be left in a cloud of your own fragrance. And foremost, always be on time. Now let's hear some advice from our team about how to open a sales dialogue.
Today, we'll talk about opening a sales conversation. Please visit Ms. Jansen and sell her some insurance. Ms. Jansen, Mr. Frederick has come to sell you some insurance. He has set up an appointment with you by phone. Please act reserved.
Hello, Ms. Jansen. My name is Mr. Frederick. Nice office you have here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fredericks. What can I do for you?
I called you the other day and set up an appointment.
Oh, yes, I remember. Remind me what it is about.
Yes, I have something for you. If I can convince you that I can offer you the same insurance benefits you currently have for less, would you be interested?
No. Are you trying to sell me some insurance?
No, I would simply like to show you something interesting.
I really don't have time.
Can you spare 20 minutes to save a lot of money?
No.
No? Well, then I can't help you. Are you really not interested in anything?
No, at least not insurance.
Please, please, Miss Jansen, can't you see what you're doing to our poor Mr. Fredericks? Mr. Fredericks, try again. And Miss Jansen, this time, be a little nicer.
Hello, Miss Jansen. I found your office quite easily because of your good description. My name is Mr. Fredericks. We spoke 2 days ago.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fredericks. As I told you already on the phone, I think that I'm adequately insured. What do you have to offer?
I would like to show you how you can keep the same insurance benefit you have now with better service at a lower cost. Would that interest you?
Well, sure, but I'm quite satisfied with my current insurance coverage and particularly with the agent I've been working with.
That's great. Ms. Jansen, may I ask, what about your current agent is so satisfying? Maybe I can learn something.
Yeah, he is very personable and is always available when I need him.
Suppose we find a similar level of service, but in addition, an offer even better suited for your needs. Would you be interested in looking at it?
Okay, Miss Jansen, that'll do, thanks. Mr. Fredericks, how do you feel now?
Clearly, the first visit wasn't very comfortable, but the second one was completely different.
What was different about it?
For one, during the first conversation, I felt Miss Jansen didn't like me at all. She didn't even remember our phone conversation.
And as a result, you didn't like her either?
You're right.
Maybe shortly before you arrived, she had some problem, and it had nothing to do with you.
That could be, but shouldn't she be interested in saving money?
Maybe she has enough money, but no time. I realize it may be difficult, but you should stop wasting your energy based on what a customer does or does not do. First, you've got to get to know her. And the first thing a customer wants to know is who she's dealing with. During the second visit, you opened in a similar way by paying her a subtle compliment.
You mean about the directions?
Right. You complimented your customer, but the second time it was genuine. At least, it seemed to be. Your compliment during the first conversation about her office seemed fake and rehearsed. And when she asked if you were trying to sell insurance, you answered no.
Well, I can't just say, "Good day, I'd like to sell you some insurance."
Why not? Your customer knows that's why you're there. And when you claim not to be, that's a lie. Immediately after that, she pretended to have no time, even though you had an appointment and she'd already agreed to that time.
Der erste Teil ist geschafft. Bevor es gleich mit den Sätzen zum Nachsprechen weitergeht, haben wir einen kleinen Tipp für dich. Wenn du noch mehr Englisch lernen willst, dann schau doch mal in der Yiki-App vorbei. Als Podcast-Hörerin bekommst du 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung und damit Zugriff auf über 200 weitere Kapitel unserer Englischkurse. Einfach den Code PODCAST30 auf yiki.de bei deiner Anmeldung eingeben. Den Link findest du auch in den Shownotes. Das war's mit dem kurzen Hinweis. Jetzt bist du an der Reihe. Sprich die Sätze nach und verbessere so deine englische Aussprache.
Do you remember what we've said so far about preparation? Your appearance should create empathy and make a good first impression. They are important signals, unconsciously sent out. The first impression determines the course of the presentation. Mr. Fredericks has come to sell you some insurance. He has set up an appointment with you by phone. I called you the other day and set up an appointment. Remind me, what is it about? I would simply like to show you something interesting. As I told you already on the phone, I think that I'm adequately insured. I am quite satisfied with my current insurance coverage. May I ask what about your current agent is so satisfying? Suppose we find a similar level of service. Would you be interested in looking at it? Your compliment about her office seemed fake and rehearsed.
Du willst noch mehr Business Englisch lernen und wissen, wie es weitergeht? Dann hol dir doch unsere App. Damit lernst du Englisch und viele weitere Sprachen noch entspannter. In der Yiki-App hast du Zugang zu allen Kapiteln dieser Sprachdusche und zu noch vielen weiteren Kursen. Nicht nur für Englisch, sondern auch für andere Sprachen. Und das alles ganz flexibel, entspannt und so, wie es für dich am besten passt. Du kannst zum Beispiel im Begleitbuch das Gesprochene mitlesen, den Musikstil, die Lautstärke und die Geschwindigkeit anpassen oder einzelne Abschnitte gezielt anhören. Klingt spannend? Dann schau mal im App Store oder Play Store vorbei. Und nicht vergessen, mit dem Code PODCAST30 bekommst du sogar 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung. Viel Spaß beim Weiterlernen und hoffentlich bis zur nächsten Sprachdusche.